The first heat of runners to circle the course at Ward Lake was made up of girls from 1, 2, and 3A schools. Those are the smaller ones like Wrangell, Hoona, Petersburg, Klawock.
Runner set!
The fastest of these runners is Taylee Nyquist, the only girl on the Thorne Bay cross-country team. I followed her coach, Sheila Nyquist, who also happens to be her mom, to the two-mile marker.
Oh, my legs are shaking.
Why?
I just get so nervous. I'm so excited for all of them.
Then Taylee came into sight.
Taylee, you're doing awesome! You're at 12, just over 6 minutes. So if you just book this last one, just book it. Turn that bridge. Looking good. Your pace is awesome. Nice arms! Good job! Go! Like the wind!
Taylee yelled something back, which we weren't able to make out. She said, "There's a black bear." You can hear someone who was standing on the beach at another part of Ward Lake yell back at her. When I listen to the tape of her mom and I talking, I can hear Taylee yelling, "It's in a tree! It went into the forest!"
I'm going to see this next person, where they're at, and then we're going to head back over to the finish.
There's a black bear on the trail up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She spooked it.
Is she okay?
She's okay.
Okay.
She just stopped.
Dang it.
What happened?
She had to stop. There was a black bear on the trail. Well, that's a little crazy. I didn't know that. I heard her, but I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah.
Thorne Bay School Principal Rob O'Neill saw everything from underneath one of the Ward Lake shelters. He even managed to get a blurry picture of the bear on his phone.
Right here, the rocks, there's some rocks and the bear is right there. And then Taylee came through and then boom, the bear shot off, she stops.
And then he and other coaches stopped the rest of the girls right before the 2 mile mark because of the bear. They walked back to where all the teams were gathered. But once the bear cleared out, Taylee kept running. She was the only one to finish the race.
Well, I just was running, and the bear was, like, coming up from the water. And, I didn't want to keep going. I mean, it's kind of silly, you know, to have it chase me or something. So it climbed up in the tree, and I yelled back and waited. And then it went up into the forest on the other side, so I just kept going.
Taylee wasn't as worried about the bear as she was about her time.
To be honest, if I had to tell you what was going through my head when I had to stop, was what could have my time been if I didn't have to stop? Because I mean, that's what you're running for. You're running to improve your time. So it's like, oh no.
While we are deciding what to do about bears, the 1, 2, 3A boys should start forming towards the starting line. We're probably about 10 minutes out.
A committee of coaches and athletic directors quickly decided the 1, 2, and 3A girls would rerun the race since it was interrupted before the end. Madison James and Marissa Yelanimi from Metlakatla High School were not thrilled about that.
We're running, we're in the mojo of it, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, there's a bear, and it's like, are you kidding me? I was doing good.
How'd you feel?
I felt like I did not want to run again. Yeah.
Have you had to do that before at any of the other races?
No, there's been bears, but they've never been actually like on the course for the point where we had to stop the race.
Since Taylee finished the course the first time, she didn't have to run it again. Ketchikan High School Activities Director Ed Klein said in the approximately 7 years he's been here, there has never been a bear situation at an athletic competition. He says the cross-country trails are marked, but not cleared of bears before the race.
But it might be something we'll have to put on our list.
Thorne Bay coach Nyquist says she's tried to prepare her 5-person cross-country team for encounters with wildlife.
We run on logging roads, all the time, that's all we have there. And so we're up and out in the wilderness quite a bit. You know, we usually make a lot of noise, but we've never had an issue.
Despite the unexpected visitor, Taylee qualified for state. She was disappointed about the impact the bear had on her time. She was about a minute slower than usual, but she tried to take a positive perspective.
In practice, we always joke, run like there's a bear chasing you or something. I was like, well, perfect opportunity.
In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.